Cities, Museums, and Soft Power, authors Gail Dexter-Lord and Nair Blinkenberg, Promise and Optimism City. My trip to Dubai this time is different, Nair Blinkenberg said. Rather than stay in one of the chilly, mega-brand hotels surrounded by building cranes, I'm in a small boutique art hotel in Al Fahidi Historical District. This little network of shops and galleries is within the historic district of Dubai, also called Khor Dubai, as part of a project to transform the ancient Khor area to qualify for designation as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. I stroll through the perfume souk, the spice souk, the utensil souk, all active working markets, noisy with the loading and unloading of goods, the insistent sales pitches, the bargaining and the traffic. I reflect on what museums need to achieve for their clients, the government agencies, and the varied residents of this burgeoning city-state. What can museums or heritage districts offer for Dubai's permanent, temporary, and transitory residents, many of whom either do not know about museums and heritage sites, or think of them as places for others in distant countries? Funny enough, it is the same for both the city and its residents. A museum here can confer power on the city's residents and power on the city's government, at home and internationally. Museums and cities throughout the world are connecting in a soft power embrace, where the resources of hard power are tangible force and finance. Soft power resources are intangibles, such as ideas, knowledge, values, and culture. Networks and connectivity enable soft power to spread its influence farther and deeper via web-based networks and networks of cities. As networked civil society institutions, museums can enhance the importance of cities and empower their residents and visitors. They enhance the soft power of cities when they are signifiers of pride and distinctiveness, when they are anchors providing stability, memory, employment, and a forum for exchanging ideas, and when they are nodes in an international cultural network promoting lasting relationships among and between cultural workers and civil society. Museums also empower people when they are patrons of artists and thinkers. Museums also empower people when they are patrons of artists and thinkers, when they amplify civic discourse, accelerate cultural change, and contribute to cultural intelligence among the great diversity of city dwellers, visitors, policymakers, and leaders. The economics of museums and cities. Many older cities and neighborhoods are struggling with the transition to an information-based economy. As industrial manufacturing declines, unemployment rises, and the demand for new types of services and skills grow. Attracting the world's top talent and looping for the leading firms in innovation and creativity that are driving the new knowledge economy have become priorities for cities that wish to remain competitive on a global scale. In this context, policymakers understand that museums are important urban and economic agents that can help cities succeed in this transition. Museums are an integral component of the city's future. They should no longer be circumscribed only to the preservation of heritage if cities want to realize their full potential. Culture and museums are most effective when placed at the very core of urban planning. Short-run effects of museums. The direct effects are the income and employment generated by the museum itself. Nowadays, museums are much more than just a place to store and display their permanent collections. There are public spaces where visitors can relax and interact with other people and participate in public programs, even exercise their creativity. The induced effects are the employments and income generated as a result of museum visitors spending on city services outside the museum, which includes transportation, food and drink, accommodations, shopping, information and tourism services, and so on. Indirect effects are associated with both the direct and induced effects. They are calculated by applying multipliers that factor in variables such as tax rates, the marginal propensity to consume, the marginal propensity to import, and zoning issues, among others. Long-run effects of museums. Most people agree that museums, like other cultural assets, are important for the formation of identity, personality, attitudes, job motivation, creativity, and other factors that are also important for economic development. Artistic and cultural activity in a region can thus indirectly lead to more industrial innovation development through the creativity in the arts sector spreading to other economic activities. Cultural nomads enrich their host destinations with their creative output, sometimes helping to change outdated social and economic patterns. But all too often, despite their adventurous spirit, cultural nomads face serious psychological and financial challenges. Structural issues such as inadequate public funding, restrictive visa and work employment. But all too often, despite their adventurous spirit, cultural nomads face serious psychological and financial challenges. Structural issues such as inadequate public funding, restrictive visa, and work permit police pose obstacles for inhabitants from developing countries and hinder them from participating fully in cross-cultural exchange, despite the trend toward greater globalization, cheaper travel costs, and connecting technologies. The museum building boom. Building or extending a museum was one surefire for countries, regions, cities, and districts to boost their appeal and entice big-spending tourists or weave the spell of urban creativeness. More culture, more ideas, more creativity, more money, and more happiness. This is how museum mania became global, by virtue of an epistemic rhetoric that has claimed the economic and cultural development go hand in hand. It is a quest for westernization that conceals different reasons and goals, later revealed by the nature and type of these new museums. We are now in a position to weigh what has happened over the last 30 years, and to identify those who have helped, in good faith or bad, to drive this expansion movement. Today's museums are focused on the production of new content, meaning, and interpretation, reflecting the value of those operating in the new era of knowledge and creativity economy. Some ways for museums to activate their soft power. Whether they embrace it or not, museums have soft power. Most of the strategies address ways that museums can enhance their own soft power and the soft power of cities too. We invite cities to take more notice of their museums by developing policies, plans, and processes to support soft power in museums. Because soft power is a function of the empowerment of people, museums must do a better job of empowering their employees, interns, and volunteers, as well as visitors. Governance and human resources. Power diffusion. Civil society institutions have the greatest capacity for soft power because they share power. Power diffusion is to soft power what power concentration is to hard power. Here are some governance and human resources strategies available to museum leaders who wish to activate their museum's soft power. 1. Outward-looking policies. In an effort to make government museums more outward-looking and more attractive to private funders, many national, state, and provincial museums have adopted hybrid models. The greater independence is reflected in a more outward-focused mission, vision, and mandate, as well as collections and exhibition policies that focus on community relevance. 2. Operational. The social commons. The social commons is increasingly a source of soft power in cities. Museums, with their beautiful collections, changing exhibitions, social spaces, knowledgeable staff, online presence, and central locations, have many of the attributes of social commons. For those museums choosing soft power, it will be important to review operating policies to become more like a social or collaborative commons and less like an exclusive club. 3. Research and production, the sharing economy. Knowledge plus creativity is applied to present challenges in the most important currency in the creative economy of cities. It is also an area with great potential when it comes to developing soft power. 4. Education, public programs, and exhibitions, cultural accelerators. In the city, the museum can remain a sleeping giant or become a cultural accelerator, converting the passive experience of rapid change into the capacity to actively manage change. 5. Education and marketing, power conversion. The process of turning power resources into behavioral outcomes is called power conversion. Communication and marketing have strong roles to play in power conversion. Soft power can best be developed through a communication strategy that focuses equally on making museums known, accessible, and relevant. In the end, today's information can be launched, exchanged, and turned into action more quickly, less expensively, and among more people and organizations than ever before in the history of humankind.